Liverpool last minute winner. Steve Graves, football miracles on a weekly basis. We haven't had many of them this season. Liverpool have been too good for football miracles, but today a football miracle was required, and one man provided it, the great Divock Origi.
I mean, he's the man for it. I mean, wow, just... having endured a summer where people were telling me again and again how Divock Origi wasn't good enough to be on Liverpool's bench or whatever, I mean, what a footballer, what a man of moments, and the moments come because he's not about the moments. He's just doing his job. He just comes on and he does his job and he goes, fair enough, that's what I'll do. I mean, the touch from Salah to make the goal is incredible. Everything about it is just Liverpool getting reward for their patience in that last maybe 20-25 minutes, where they don't throw the kitchen sink, they don't go wild, they don't go mad, they just trust that it'll come, and it comes, because they know they've been around this course before, they know what this looks like, they know what this feels like. That's what it feels like,
Rob. It felt absolutely incredible. The ball hits the back of the net there, because you think Chelsea have dropped points, don't let this slip, don't let it move into Manchester City space. There suddenly is Divock. 1-0 Liverpool, absolutely brilliant, especially after all their time wasting.
I was miles away from the goal. I thought I'd scored it. I had no idea who got it. You know what? That was a victory for knocking on the door. We knocked on the fucking door for half an hour. I thought, knocking on the door's not going to work here, is it, lads? And we knocked and we knocked and we knocked, and eventually the door opened. It was wonderful. I think, and I hope, where's some wood, Paul? You've got some touch wood, Paul's veneer in Paul's car. It's near enough to wood. That was our Aston Villa moment, that, I felt. That was... there's a 3-point swing there to be had, or 6-point swing, whatever you want to say on Chelsea. We could have lost today, Chelsea could have won today, and it's all about fucking Chelsea. If Jesus is a red, he will do something with City later. But notwithstanding that, to swing 3 points today on Chelsea, to overtake them, was mental. I think we deserved it.
Putting Jesus to one side, Paul, let's talk about the saviour himself. Divock does this over and over and over again, and it's an incredible Liverpool career, it really is. It's an improbable Liverpool career. It's a Liverpool career that's also been going on a lot longer than people give it credit for. And he just finds the moment and he finds the space, and Liverpool, they fancied it. I really did feel as though they fancied it. I thought maybe the Mane chance might be the last one. I thought that it was coming, and then I just began to doubt as the injury time board came up. Liverpool didn't really doubt, and he remained really patient.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing with Divock is it's almost like he doesn't care when he does it. You know, when he scores the derby one, he tries to take the ball and run back to the halfway line madly. He does the winner in the European Cup final. He's like, he's emotionless, you know, but he's the big goals he's scored for this club are just off the charts. Newcastle on the season we're chasing the title, there's so many of them that are just coming back to me. And that the obvious parallel there is that Aston Villa game with the Mane goal in the last minute. It's such a huge result. If Chelsea would have won, it's such a huge result, but they lost and it puts us top of the league for now. But it just I just didn't believe it was coming, and when it did come, it was only ever going to be a Origi.